Madam Chairman. Difficult to believe that it was in excess of 50 years ago that radio got going on the campus of the University of BC, period. Radio in those days was a very new media, and there weren't too many commercial stations in Vancouver. And as I recall, that people who had a radio set had to pay a federal license of $5, which money was to subsidize the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, period. Varsity Time, of which I was interested, was initiated as a result of restrictions being put on the students and the university by both the government and the Board of Governors. The government wanted to reduce the cap, their contribution to the university, and the Board of Governors wanted to increase fees by $25 a year and at the same time limit the enrollment of first-year students in order to reduce the size of the student body. The students didn't think this was too good an idea, so naturally, in their usual spirit, set up opposition to it. The problem was that the public's opinion of university students was a bunch of playboys and playgirls. They saw the students during their snake parades downtown disrupting traffic on Saturdays before a big game, and they heard of the frivolities that went on the campus. We decided that we would try using this new media of radio to put over a different image of student life on the campus. As a result, radio station CJOR, with owner-manager George Chandler and Dick Diesbecker, granted us prime time once a week to put over our message. Darwin Baird was our voice, who went on to a successful career in radio broadcasting, political analysis, and he was the backbone of Varsity Time. In our earlier programs, I remember we had Jay Gould, now Mr. Justice Gould, who then president of the Alameda Society, give a talk on the serious aspects of student life on the campus. And I'm certain we had the late Gordon Shrum speaking along the same lines. Our programs were made up from postgraduate students doing research in chemistry, physics, agriculture, biology, you name it, and presenting papers on their studies. The Musical Society, the Debating Society, the Players Club, all had programs. All in all, we had a lot of fun doing it. Whether we accomplished anything or not, I don't remember. 50 years ago is quite a long time. I would like to wish you the best of the future. Trust that the radio programs will continue to emanate from the campus and or through your own radio station. I trust you will all have a happy and joyous evening tonight, and if in 50 years you decide to have another meeting celebrating 100 years, I hope I'll be able to attend. This has been Malcolm Brown, one of the founders of Varsity Time, speaking to you 50 years later from 1937. I hope you all have a wonderful evening and that the radio operations on the university campus will continue. And if you have another banquet in 50 years, I hope I'll be able to come down and join it with you.